Hello, my friend. We are here for another episode of Readings and Reflections with Sly Flourish. Today's article is Tell, Don't Show. This article was published on 12 February 2024. Most readers are in trouble about half the time. E.B. White. In 1990, Elizabeth Newman at Stanford University earned her PhD with an experiment. She had one participant tap out the rhythm of a particular song with their fingers, while the other participant tried to guess what it was. The tappers expected that 50% of the time respondents would be able to guess the song. It was actually 2.5%. We GMs build rich worlds in our heads. We think through complex situations. We imagine NPCs living their lives, villains moving through their plots, vast dungeons beneath ancient mountains, and monsters lurking in the depths. We do our best to describe these worlds and situations and adjudicate the results of the actions of the characters to our players. We love to imagine that the world we've built in our heads is the same one living in the heads of our players. It's not. Players understand about half of what we describe to them. A lot of the time, players don't really grasp what's going on, and we see this manifest in lots of ways. Players don't realize the danger of the situation. Players miss a potential quest hook they'd be interested in. Players misinterpret an NPC's motivation or mannerisms. Players grab onto a piece of lore thinking it's a main quest when it's not. Players going after a minor villain and ignoring the major one. Players making poor choices on where to defend and where to rest. Players miss an obvious safe path and follow a more dangerous one. Players fully expect a trap when it's perfectly safe. Players think a location is perfectly safe when it's obviously trapped. Don't hold your cards too close. Many DMs hold back information, thinking it's too much to tell the players what's going on. They think it should be a surprise, or the players need to say the right words to get the information they need. They think telling too much is leading the players or taking agency away from them. But when we realize players aren't always grasping the situation, we should put those cards on the table. Explain the situation. Reiterate things we think we've already said. Repeat ourselves. Emphasize what's important to understand. The players are not their characters. The characters in our games are full-time adventurers. They have eyes and ears and fingers most of the time. They're there in the situation. Our players are not. Players aren't adventurers. Their lives aren't on the line. They're busy people with lives and jobs and families sitting at our table for an evening of fun. They're not really seeing what's going on the same way the characters are. Don't assume the players understand what's going on. Help players see what their characters see. If a player makes a bonehead decision, don't punish them for it. Reinforce what their character sees and what the character knows. Assume their character acts appropriately for their experience and their place in the world. Assume players aren't grabbing what you're describing and help them out. Tell, don't show. Sometimes, instead of waxing colorful metaphors, just tell players what's going on. Here are some situations where it might make sense. A monster is clearly out of the character's league. A monster is legendary and has legendary resistances. How what happened the turn before in combat impacts the situation surrounding the character now. The character's exhausted all of the information they're going to get from an NPC. The character's thoroughly checked a room for traps, secrets, and treasure. A character will provoke an opportunity attack if they move. The three paths that stand in front of the characters. The character's current goal in the area they're exploring. The characters don't have the item they need to progress further. The characters learned everything they can about a new magic item. When the characters act on a misunderstanding or follow a red herring too far. Many of these things seem obvious. You've given them the signs. You've seeded the secrets. And yet they're still not grabbing on. Just tell them. Tell them colorfully. We don't have to fully break character when we tell them what's going on. We can keep our flowery narrative. Here are some in-world ways to make it clear to players what's going on. Looking at Xatharex the Beholder, you are confident that this foe is beyond any of you. Behold, you face Helmaw, the legendary ancient red dragon. After a thorough search, you are confident you've learned everything you can in this room. After careful study, you're confident you've learned everything you can about this magic sword. Study as you might, you can't get your head around these runes. You think only another primer or a more learned sage can help you. After a thorough examination, you don't believe the spell, lockpick, or mightiest hammer swing will break this massive door. Feel free to keep your language colorful and stay in the world, but state clearly what the characters know, or should know, about the situation. Give players the information they need to have fun. Tell players what's going on. This is another one of those articles I actually wrote like a year ago and have been sitting on, and then it popped up in the queue and I thought it is time to publish this thing. And I've talked about this on the Lazy RPG Talk Show. I've talked about it on YouTube before, and I've certainly discussed it lots of times in lots of different places. Because I think it's a big deal. And it's interesting because I've definitely played in games where the GM is running the whole thing like a puzzle and you have to say the exact right thing in order for something to progress. And you're like, if I was there, I would know what to say. If I was seeing what was there, I'd understand what the situation is and I would act smartly. So there are definitely DMs who prefer to run that way, where you what exactly you say is exactly what happens. But I that's not really the style of game that I like. If the characters would know something, I think we should tell them, because sometimes the players are not grasping what's going on, and it's no one's fault. It's not because they're not paying attention. It's just communication is hard. Trying to get the thing that's in our brains across the table and into the brains of other people is hard. Sometimes the words don't work right. And also, we're improvising a lot of stuff. A lot of things we're doing on the fly right there at the table. And it's hard to describe that stuff. So I think it is really useful to just tell them things. Just give them information. If they pick up something, go with it. If they recognize that the door is really heavy, and you know, describe that to them. It doesn't mean you tell them everything that's trapped, you know, or that anything is constantly in danger. But you might say, like, they might say, hey, how tough does this guy look? And you're like, you think this guy's, you know, sizing him up, you think he's pretty tough. You can just tell them things. So I definitely lean more on the side of, like, let's just give information freely to let the game be enjoyable. Obviously, there are times where you're not going to give information freely. There are times where there are things that the characters wouldn't know and it requires further investigation and the characters need to do something. And actually, that's some of the time when we can tell and not just show. That we can say, you don't have enough information to come to a conclusion about that yet. You think you might have to investigate further. And then they know, oh, okay, so it's not just we're dumb. It's that we actually have to go do some stuff and figure more things out that we haven't yet done. I think that's fine to tell people that. Another argument is that this is railroady, right? That if you're just constantly telling people stuff and not showing them stuff, that you're just pushing them down one path. But that, of course, isn't true. That the situation can expand in lots of different ways. And you can even use this opportunity to explain that the situation can go lots of ways. And that could be another way that you can tell and not show, is you can say things like, look, there isn't one clear answer to this. I'm not holding on to the right answer and you just have to say it. There are actually multiple ways that you can solve this situation. Some of them may be great. Some of them might not be as great, but the situation is going to go whichever the situation goes. So I've definitely had that in campaigns where the players thought that they were expecting clean quest lines that led in a particular direction. And I was telling them, no, there's actually multiple paths you can take. Some of the paths you take may cut off some of the other paths. There is no right answer. There isn't one correct path. There isn't one way that I'm thinking things are going to go and that's going to be the most fun and you need to go that way. And but you have to say the right stuff. That's not how I operate. Instead, it's like, no, there are multiple paths, maybe even multiple solutions to this situation that you're following. And I'm going to hear the ones that you know about. And here are the people that are going to help you with that. So it can be everything from like campaign quest stuff, but then it can also be very specific. I'm a big fan of like, you've fully explored this dungeon or you fully explored this room. I'm a big one for like, don't bother to be the completionist on in a dungeon. You believe you've found everything of value in this dungeon and then you can just move on to the next scene. Instead of like them going through a bunch of empty rooms, finding a bunch of pickled herrings inside of a barrel, you can just tell them you've thoroughly explored this area and it's time to go. So I think it's a really valuable tool to just lean in towards the players, lean in towards the characters. If you're playing Theater of the Mind and one of the characters is going to provoke an opportunity attack by moving to another creature, tell them. And then if they say, oh, I don't want to do that, then let them pull it back. Same way with spells. If they say, oh, I'm going to cast a spell to do a thing, and you realize like that probably wasn't the right way, the character would certainly know how to do it. Then you might say something like, hey, fireball against one target's probably not that efficient, but there's a bunch of other dudes over there. Oh yeah, I forgot about those guys. Right. You can go ahead and fireball them and that'll work really well. So I think keeping in our toolbox the whole idea of telling and not just showing, that we can just break character and talk about what's going on and explain things so that the players can understand them and then they can make the good, meaningful choices for their characters to navigate through this awesome game. I hope you enjoyed this article. I hope you enjoyed our chat today. Once again, I'm always very thankful for all of your fine support for the work that I do, and I look forward to talking to you again next week. So have a great day, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.